This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
في أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جاءه رجل يتقاضاه فأغلظ له فهم به أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith tonight is in the collection of both Imam Bukhari and Muslim and is narrated to us by Abu Huraira. The theme is going to be the word, his usage of the word khiyarukum or khayrukum, the best of you. He uses, I did this a while back, I took a hadith where he used alayhi salatu wasalam the phrase laysa minna. Whoever does something is not considered to be in aligned or in keeping with our teachings. And we went through like maybe 11 ahadith. And I was supposed to put them together to you, but then the ahdath of Ghazza happened and we didn't do that. The theme that I'm going to do over the next maybe 2 or 3 weeks is the word khayrukum, the best of you. Where the Prophet alayhi salam would say that phrase and then describe somehow, and he used it in a certain way. And then I'll go through the different times he said them. And I'll start with this hadith, it's one of my favorites. Where Abu Huraira tells us that a man came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asking for a loan that had not yet due. There was a loan, there was something that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had taken. He never took loans for himself alayhi salatu wasalam. He always, whenever he took a loan from someone, it was to give to someone else who was asking for something. And then he would, you know, pay the person back from different, from his own wealth or whatever came from Bayt Mal al-Muslimin. He would find ways to pay it off. So a man came asking for a loan that was not yet due. فَأَغْلَظَ لَهُ. And he used disrespectful phrases when speaking to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. فَهَمَّ بِهِ أَصْحَابُ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. The Sahaba started to get upset, and they almost like disciplined him, or they almost went to him and physically beat him up for he was being very rude. فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ دَعُوهُ. And this has nothing. This is my favorite phrase in the hadith. It's not actually why I'm telling you this hadith, but I love this phrase. And فَإِنَّ لِصَاحِبِ الْحَقِّ مَقَالَ. Said let him be, because indeed, صاحب الحق, the person who has a right to speak. فَإِنَّ لِصَاحِبِ الْحَقِّ مَقَالَ. مَقَالَ means words, the right of speech. Meaning, leave him because he has a right. We took something from him and we have not yet given it back. Because he has that right, he has the right to speak and say things. So he made something wrong, but he has a little bit of a wiggle room. There's some flexibility regarding صاحب حق. If someone has a حق, and even if they ask for it in a rude way, or you don't like the way they demanded their right, or they fought for their right, it doesn't really matter whether you like it or not. Because صاحب الحق له مقال. Because the person who has a right that is owed has the right to express that in whatever way they feel is necessary to make sure they get their right back. Because if you don't, many a times, your right will be forgotten. Purposefully, or maybe by mistake, but your right can easily be forgotten, and then you could end up with mazloom, oppressed. So if you have a right, and it's not been met yet, then you have the right to speak, and you have the right to express that in whatever. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like someone to speak openly and publicly using profanity or bad words, except if they're oppressed, except if there's a right that's due to them that no one gave to them yet. It's left out for that one. We can allow it for that. So he said this alayhi salatu wasalam, da'uhu fa'inna li sahibi al-haqqi maqala. Let him go. Even though he was rude to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his loan was not yet due. And he still had the flex. Yeah, no, you leave him alone. So imagine people who maybe have had their rights trampled upon for decades upon decades. You don't think they have a maqal. You don't think they have some flexibility in terms of asking for their rights. We're going to judge them for how they are demanding their rights. We don't understand our own deen, honestly. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu qala, a'tuhu ba'iran sinnahu mithla sinnihi. Give him back his ba'ir amongst the go. One of you out of their own wealth, meaning he's telling them, I'll pay you back one of you out of your own wealth. Give him a ba'ir, which is a camel that is the same age of the camel that we took from him as a loan. فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَمْ نَجِدْ إِلَّا بَعِيرًا أَمْثَلَ مِنْ سِنِّهِ. We only found camels that are a little bit older, meaning a little bit more expensive. Meaning we have nothing to give him back except something that's more valuable than what he gave us to begin with. We don't have something that's equal. And this is why I'm telling you this hadith. فَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَعْطُوهُ. Give him something that's more expensive. فَإِنَّ خِيَارَكُمْ أَحْسَنُكُمْ قَضَاءً. وَفِي حَدِيثِ النَّسَائِ خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ قَضَاءً. It's an easier hadith in Nasa'i. فَإِنَّ خِيَارَكُمْ أَحْسَنُكُمْ قَضَاءً. The best of you are the ones who deliver the best and most fair and most empathetic judgment. The best, the most excellent judgment. Meaning you always look to make sure the person in front of you is happy. If you're in an interaction, you make sure they don't walk away saying, they ripped me up, never. Or they took, no, I'll make sure you're happy. Now if you're not a good person to deal with, I just won't deal with you again. The next time you come bringing me, I'll pass. But if you deal with me, you'll walk away feeling satisfied. You don't get to walk around saying, well, ظلمني, or mistreated me, or ripped me off. No, I'll make sure I take care of you. I'll make sure that you feel that you got a good deal. But if I don't like your ethics or your morals, the way you treated me, never again. I'll just never buy anything from you again. I'll just never sell you anything again. We'll never have any financial transactions. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَكُمْ أَحْسَنُكُمْ قَضَاءً. The ones who give judgment that has the most, that's mostly the most fairness and justice in it, and has the most empathy in it as well. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ give him something more, so he doesn't walk around saying that, wallahi, Rasulullah Muhammad ﷺ mistreated me, or no, here, give it to him, give him more. We'll just never do business with him again, and they never did. And in a narration that's not authentic but exists in some of the books of Sirah, that he would come back years later begging to have them take loans from him, and they would refuse. He would come back begging to do business with the Muslims or to offer, here, take a loan from me, and they would refuse to work with him. And he would lose his wealth. So be careful in how you act. Yani. But فَإِنَّ لِصَاحِبِ الْحَقِّ مَقَالًا. If someone has a right, they have a right to express that in whatever means necessary to make sure their right is not forgotten. And I think the hadith is very, very deep. Honestly, there's a lot to talk about. I'll end with that. I think there's a dars with Sheikh Mustafa, is there? I think is your last one this semester? Is it your last? His last one this semester in Tafsir, so if you want to listen to it, that's great. يَرْوِي الْإِمَامَانِ الْبُخَارِيُّ وَمُسْلِمُ كل في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يتقاضاه فأغلظ له فهم بي أصحاب النبي فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم دعوه فإن لصاحب الحق مقالا ثم قال أعطوه بعيرا سنه مثل سنه فقالوا لا نجد إلا بعيرا أمثل من سنه فقال أعطوه فإن خياركم أحسنكم قضاء. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام.